So this magnificent alright, so here we come back to our magnificent Jacobi iteration with guard rings. So this nostalgic program, so when you complain in your evaluation that we did nothing that hadn't been done since 1983, I was at, for the last 4 days, sitting in this distinguished review of this $40 million a year proposal. And I believe the nature of the questions was precisely ones that we could have answered in 1983. That was, what speed up did you get and stuff like that. So progress is... I guess I don't apologize too much. Anyway, this is anyone I can draw. If you write me a neat Java applet, we can have this dynamic and we can have a far more interesting diagram which we could then rotate and look at in multiple dimensions. But anyone I can draw is this thing. Okay. So you remember, what I just wanted to remind you about is these various guard rings. In the Jacobi case, we have the data stored inside, and then we have these guard rings so that if we have n log by n log grid points, we need to define an array which is n log plus 2 by n log plus 2. And this is where information is stored. These actual corner points can be ignored for Jacobi, and these things here inside need to be transmitted. So that's the nature of the simple guard ring or ghost cell or whatever you want to call it, formulation of Jacobi's algorithm. All right.